What?
The regatta.
What's that? What's what?
The regatta's this Saturday. Antiques on the Bluff is Sunday. They still got the farmer's market. I never did make it down to a brown bag concert. That's tomorrow at noon. I should look at my calendar and see where I got going.
Tomorrow at noon?
Mm-hmm.
On a Wednesday?
Yep.
Well, that's not fair. I gotta work.
Yeah, I mean,
what's a regatta?
That's where all the ships, the sailboats come in. They have the tri-state regatta where they go from Chicago to Illinois, or Indiana to... From Illinois to Indiana to Michigan and then back over Labor Day weekend.
And they're just sailboats?
Mm-hmm. They used to get hundreds of them in down here, Tim. It's really over the years waning. They don't have as many as they used to.
Well, who has... I mean... God, that's a lot of work.
You know, when 2008 hit, man, a lot of that went bye-bye.
What's 2008?
That was the crash hit. You know, people, the millionaires that... You know, millionaires lost their money.
Yeah, the millionaires became a couple millionaires.
Mm-hmm. What did I read in your grapevine, Jay? How does Apollo become a millionaire?
I don't know.
So give him $1 billion.
That's funny. Get out of there!
Like, he didn't give me any pizza. Oh, I forgot.
That's a good joke, though.
I forgot, yeah.
Oh, look at that, rubber ducky. Oh, look at the Wizard of Oz rubber duckies. God, can you smell that? Do you smell that smell?
Yeah.
No, don't say yeah. When I was a kid... in Dowagiac, we used to go to this restaurant called Twin Oaks. And it was just down on Division Street, just a couple blocks from our house. And it has this smell. Smell the smell. I wish I could tell what all those smells are. Because it smells like this old greasy diner from back in the bleep years when I was a kid. And I swear, every time I smell it, it takes me back to a kid.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah. Because I think of Susie Q's. I think of these. I think of getting in trouble. Remember we were talking about the other night? Because we didn't, you know, we wouldn't behave this way like kids do nowadays.
No.
You know, my dad would give us that look and...
You're gone.
And yeah, we knew it.
You're gone.
We knew it. I mean, even if he was in a good and happy mood the rest of the time... Oh, we knew.
Oh, you know, oh, yeah.
We still knew.
Oh, yeah.
We were still getting it.
You were getting it when you got home.
Yeah. I remember one time we had to find my dad's belt.
Oh, God.
My dad's, find my belt. And I tell the story. It's kind of funny. But my sister found it somehow, some reason. She found it under, hold on a minute. Somehow she found it under the couch. No, what? This isn't a long story. God, if you're talking, you just talk. God, Bonnie, Joanne, Jean, Elizabeth. Anyways, she found it, and she threw it under. I hear you. God, why can't nobody tell my story? Anyways, I'm going to just tell it. Now I'm just going to tell it. I'm going to tell the story. Anyway, she found the buckle, or the belt. She threw it under the couch. My father heard the clink of the belt buckle. And he's like, all right, you're getting this spanking for all of them. And she did. She got the
whooping. Did she really?
And I'm just sitting here like going, laughing at her the whole time.
Aww.
And then I got spanked because I was laughing at her.
Oh, your dad.
Oh.
Papa.
Oh, yeah.
Papa.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's take a picture. State Street stuff.
Do not apply in person or via telephone. They're only. How are they going to take this application?
Online. Right here.
Don't come in.
So give me one of these, kind of right here, picture, or give me the one. There you go. Give me one. No. You gotta give me one of these. You're not kissing. It's just, you know that. There you go. But I gotta get the duck face. Pretend like there's a hot apple pie in your hand. There you go. State Street stuff. Are you not the State Street stuff? Cover art, State Street stuff. Help wanted.
Do not apply in person.
Do not apply. No, wait. All right, get back in there. I need you to. There you go. You know, you need to, like, do one of these. Like, there you go. Do not. Now that's the picture. Oh, God. Do not. This is what. No. There you go. Just look at me. Lexi Louise! That's some funny stuff. Do not. Do not. Oh, look. It's like totally capitalized. Do not apply in person. God, will somebody get you? Oh, I'm sorry. What did Gail say?
She said, she goes, are you putting these in a portfolio? And I said, well, no. I said, I think my photographer's working on that.
You know what? I actually thought about that.
I thought about you too.
No, I'm serious.
Putting them in one of those I'm serious. Or whatever.
Well, yeah, because I actually went to the, there's a, you know, the one of the photo things, you know, those photo, print them at the, like, Walgreens,
oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They have, like, hookups for your phone. Even for an iPhone, and there's never an iPhone hookup. There was a lightning bolt. And it's like, access the pictures, and then all of a sudden, all my pictures are on screen, and I'm like, oh, shoot. Oh, pumpkin latte, yes. Oh, pumpkin mocha. So I had to instantly, like, quickly turn off the machine because there's pictures. Hello. There's pictures that maybe people shouldn't see while I'm at work.
Wait, can they do it? 10 o'clock?
I'm getting all disrespect. You know what?
It's dead down here.
It is Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. End of summer. It is September now.
Yeah, it is.
September. Bonnie, this was such a nice
September.
Summer.
Yeah.
Oh, is my belly that big yet?
No.
Girl, I gotta get to the gym.
No.
I feel like I'm pregnant.
That's why. I don't get that. Oh, it's H-O-M-E.
Home.
Okay.
Homie. H-me. H-Michigan me. Home. But then
this
nice.
This used to be Gillespie's. This is what we were talking about when we were having dinner with Rick. This used to be Gillespie's drugstore.
Oh, really?
And they had the soda fountain in
there. Oh, really? They used to have one in Dwajak.
Did they?
Yeah. You know, actual soda fountain.
You know, they still have one. Isn't it down in Buchanan or... Somebody's got one down there.
I don't know if I ever want... No, I think Dwajak might still have theirs.
Well, they might.
It's a candy shop.
Is it? Yeah.
I think Dwajak might still have theirs.
Oh, I love that. Look at that variegation.
What is variegation?
This.
No, don't give me guess. What is your definition of variegation?
The colors.
There
between
you
the
go.
The green and the yellow. And those are begonias.
We're at work one day, and my boss goes, can you give me that key ring of a million key rings with the variegated key ring? And all of us were like, what the hell? What are you talking about? She's like, you idiots, the variegated key ring. Like, we were, like, blind and stupid, and we had no clue. There was one key ring that had the bungee cord or the spiral cord thing, and it went from red to yellow to blue to green or whatever, and we're like, oh, is that that? I didn't know it was a word for that. All of us never knew what the word variegated was. And then another word I don't like that I didn't learn until this year is vetted.
Vetted. Oh, vetted.
Vetted.
Vetted. You better vet those people.
What is your definition of vetted? Isn't it?
We're
gonna
do a background check on it. That's a government word for background check.
Yeah, like we're gonna suss
you
out.
Them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when somebody goes, I'm gonna vet you.
Yeah.
Because MJ said that vetting source.
Exactly.
I'm like, ooh, that's some serious stuff right there.
Exactly.
Oh, Bonnie, Jean, Joanne, Elizabeth. Why? Okay. Why? Why? No matter how good you try to be. How you want to change
There's
things.
Chair.
Oh,
yours
my God, that is your chair.
Yours is better, though.
It's the same chair.
No.
It's the same chair.
It is
the same chair.
Well, it's the same chair, but the back is high on that one. I don't like that one.
I can promise you it's the same chair.
Right. I like my red better.
Well, now I want a blue one.
Yeah.
But why do people got to suck? Why do people still got to suck?
You know, Sometimes I wonder, like, what happened tonight. Is it just because he's uncomfortable, or he's afraid, or he just doesn't want to do it?
Well,
he's
what happened?
To losing face.
What happened?
I mean,
No. Well, okay. Ooh, there's a good point right there.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, losing faith is who?
I don't know. I mean, I have nothing to lose. I mean, he's been over to my house.
It's not that. My point is, what happened to simple manners of people just saying, I can't make it? After how long in between you saying, you know, pizza, you know, buying pizza first?
I'm in Porter at 3:30 saying, hey, man, it's going to be pizza tonight. You know? And then he said, well, we can figure it out later. And I'm like, well, that's fine. Then come here and do the work, and then we'll either order pizza or not or whatever. And I thought, well, we're on. Hell, I'd have saved my $18 and told Andrew to eat
those
sausages.
Exactly.
Because he brought the buns.
Well, and then I'm like going, let's go have coffee with our friends.
Yeah.
And it's like you walk in and there he's sitting right there, all smiles and giggles like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
And then the other two, what did I call them? The disgusting dastardly duo.
Yeah.
You know, and they show up, you just know the coffee shop was going to turn into a shit show.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it did. It didn't take long. Especially when she started out.
Oh, and then the tears started. I'm like, oh, God.
He started. Did you see him?
Oh, when they passed him the Kleenex box, I'm like, okay, guys, all right, enough of this shit.
Yeah,
I'm like, of course, what is my typical thought? What do I do?
Say that to myself 20 times.
And then I look at you, and then I look at you, and you're like praying over your cup of coffee.
Yeah. I wasn't looking at you.
I
was waiting for you to do one of these.
I was. I was waiting for you to look at me to say, I'm going. I was gonna bolt.
I'm taking this cream and sugar to go.
I'm taking my toys and I'm going. But you know what was so nice is that, you know...
I wouldn't do it to the people that held the coffee shop. I wouldn't do that to those two.
Because the owners, they show
up, they listen.
And they like us enjoying their coffee. And there's other people that, you know, need the coffee.
And they need a double dose.
Oh, good Lord, Jesus, Joseph, Mary, Elizabeth, McGillicuddy. But I like that. I'm glad. But you know what? It's just like I was saying. It's like, you know, you try to be good, and you try to change, and you try to, and then you just gotta remember, you know.
Yep.
You know, there's some sick people in this world.
There are.
And
there
are always gonna be sick people.
Yep.
And there's gonna be mean people. And there's gonna be people that's gonna disappoint me. And there's people gonna take advantage of me. And.
But you know what? What I need to learn from that lesson is don't go back to the same well, Bonnie. Because you know what? I used to do that when I was married. I'd go to the ice cream machine and think I was going to get vanilla. And every time I'd go, I'd get shit. But every time I'd go again, I'd think I was going to get vanilla and I'd get shit. And I thought finally, after how many years?
You know what? That's a shit sandwich right there.
It is.
If you're going to try to get vanilla ice cream, shit, and you want vanilla, that's some nastiness.
Yep. Took a lot of years to figure that one out, Tim. Lots of years.
But isn't that also isn't that typical, you know, they say it a billion times about insanity?
Yes, it is.
Keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Because we do a lot of hoping.
And there's nothing wrong with hoping.
Yeah, but when hope turns to denial and you don't see it as denial.
But you know what, listen. You know how many people that have given up on me and my friendship, you know, over whatever reason they have chosen and then never told me why?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, are you free of sin? Are you that perfect that you are so free of forgiveness? Are you so above forgiving someone? You know, it's like... How do you write people off? What could be so dastardly terrible? You know, besides if you didn't like, you know, beat my children up, if you didn't steal my car, if you didn't run off with my dog,
yeah.
What is so terrible
about
But you just gotta, like, you know, be just done with people. I just find that cold and heartless.
Well, I do too, but after what happened tonight with, you know what, I won't be going, I mean, I'll say hello to the person, or, but I'm not putting myself out there again. You know, I mean, this is the same person that I had over for dinner that I never got a thank you from.
People don't have manners.
You know?
But you say you're never going to do it, but that's never going to stop you from being Bonnie. It's never going to stop you from being nice. Because that's what makes us, I mean, I'd be damned if I'm going to let somebody that's that rude and inconsiderate and can't call back or can't, you know, just like my sister.
Yeah.
I mean, all it takes is a phone call.
Yeah.
If you're busy, I don't care. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I got a life, you know, but I don't want to sit around and wait for you to not show up. I could have done other stuff.
Well, that's the thing. You know, like I said, for tonight, I'm damn glad it was a pizza and Andrew was there to get the pizza. He ordered it. He went and got it. Because, you know what? You know, I really like your phone, Mom. This man, he goes, give me that mini iPad. I like that. And then you had texted me something I was going to text back. I said, oh, let me text him. He goes, wait a minute, I'm playing a game here. Let me get to this next level.
Well, let's see. What game was he playing?
I don't
know. Well, I know, but think about it. Just, I mean, even if you had made that pot roast, and you don't just do pot roast. You give choices of a beef or chicken pot roast or pork, right? Pork or chicken?
Pork or beef.
Pork or beef, not chicken. Chicken roast.
Oh, that'd be chicken and dumplings.
Oh, that'd be something.
That'll be in the fall.
Well, none of that's going to happen until we get to the gym.
How are you guys doing?
All right, dude.
Good.
God, if I was a kid, if I was that young, and I could live up here and at night and hang out on the bluff and hang out by the beach, and in theory, when I was growing up, this is only 40 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
God, I wish I would have had the knowledge or vehicle or means to be. I'd be here every day.
I'm not going this way.
Why?
Well, I don't want to sit down on the bluff.
There you go. Taking care of stuff that ain't yours. But it's a good jug. It's a beer jug.
You want it?
Dump it out and see. Anything in it?
Green Bush beer.
Bonnie, you could do something with that. Oh, wait. It's got beer on it. You'd be a mess in a month.
Hey, you're giving me a lot of leisure there, buddy. And I
think it'd take after tonight.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel? I mean, I saw you praying over your coffee.
It was so I had a great day, though, man. And Adam, when he drove in, he goes, "Where are we going in?" I said, "We're going on the way I was going in."
I ain't talking about. What are you talking about?
Driving into Chicago.
What? How did I get to talking about Chicago?
I didn't. I started. You were talking about the coffee. I don't know. I looked around and then. When she started on her, what would you call that she started on? Story?
I don't know. Diatribe?
Diatribe. There you go. And I was like, really? And that's just way too much TMI at the coffee tables for discussion. That's when we're sitting in my living room privately having that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about friendship.
Oh.
You know, when do you draw the line? Well, when are you just done?
I did draw the line, and I got the look tonight like I drew the line. And I'm like, it is what it is, baby. Take it for what it is.
What did you do that was the look? What made that? What did I miss?
Women get it.
Oh, women. So, like, what? We got up and didn't... Oh, that's exactly what we did. We got up and talked to Peter and Sherry and... Mm-hmm. And didn't venture anywhere else.
That's it. Well, that and even before the meeting. You know, when Tim came out, before the coffee was poured.
Yeah, but you saw me, I just kept walking. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't touch me.
Well, yeah, I was going to say.
I have no time for you.
I'm lucky if I get a hug.
When you do, it's a hug.
It's sincere, yes it is.
But the thing for me, though, is that... I can't. My face can't hide my disdain for you.
Yeah.
If I think you're stupid, my face is going to say you're stupid. I don't have to say it verbally.
And you know, and
I can't hide it.
And that's kind of what it was tonight when I looked at her. It's like, you know what? Yeah, your boy came up and wanted to give me a hug. I'm not going to not give him a hug. That's not
As
me.
You sit there and fish in your purse, right. Like, you know, and dig 20 minutes. What are you looking for? A crack pipe? Thank you. It's like you can continue ignoring me because I have no problem ignoring you.
You know what, Tim? It'd be fake anymore if I keep doing it. It's not. You know, it's back to the grand poobah who's her, you know,
well, but it's
major
just...
coffee pourer that called me today about I'm alerting everyone on the major coffee.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about friendship.
Yeah. Well,
why do people gotta suck? Why do mean people gotta suck?
Because you know what? It helps me with my gratitude and my humility.
You know why, Bonnie Jean, Joanne Elizabeth? McGillicuddy? It reminds me how special you are. It reminds me that even though she drives me crazy, even though I want to strangle her when it comes to technology.
Well, that's always...
Oh, good Lord Jesus, Elizabeth.
Can I let her go?
I will let her go. Do you mind? It's my dog.
Well, I know. Lexi, I was trying to help you out here, and he didn't want anything to do with that. All right, there she goes. 1, 2, 3. What?
I know. Look at her. Look how fast. She's like gone.
You know what? She runs faster than those damn greyhounds.
Look, and she does a circle. She does a circle. She knows how to do a circle. It's like, hi, Dad. And then, now she's doing a figure eight. Good girl. You know what's funny? Not funny, but you know what's weird is that I was trying to create a new playlist today and just called Tim. You know, just all these songs that I got like over 1,000 songs on my thing.
Oh, do you really?
And you know, I buy songs one at a time. So if that's like 99 cents or $1.29,
I know.
Bonnie
I
Jean,
know,
Joanne
Timothy,
Elizabeth,
yeah,
McGillicuddy, that's like $1,000 in
music.
And that's not whole albums.
No, I know.
I think out of 1,000 of them, I think I might have purchased 10 actual full CDs.
Well, yeah, but then those are $12 a piece. So you may, it's either way. It's either 99 or $1.29 or... $12.99.
Well, if you take around 10 albums and I have 1,000 songs, that's $1,000.
I know. I'm right there with you.
So I've been going through trying to... Get over here! Look at her. Here I come to save the day!
Yeah,
Super dog! She's like, I'm just playing. But I'm going through. So I actually started at A and flipping through. If I don't like it, flip through. I'm like... You know, you do that. What the hell? Where'd this song come from? I got a couple songs in Spanish. I'm like, what the hell? Was I drunk? How did I get this song? Because sometimes when you're drunk, some songs seem so much better than when you're sober. And then you're like, what the hell was this?
Yeah,
or sometime you're in a good mood or a loving mood or whatever, and you download it. And then you're like, now hateful and mean and anger. I'm like, fuck this song. What is that one song? Fuck you and your adorable face. Fuck you.
Oh, God, every time I think of that, I think of my head coffee pourer.
But all of a sudden, I heard this. Then there was this pause. It was quiet. And I'm like, what song is this? What is this? And then I hear the snoring. And I'm like, what is this? And I look on my iPhone, and it said Audrey snoring.
I know.
She used to snore. And I recorded it.
You recorded it.
I did. And I did not knowingly put it on my iPhone. I don't know how it got on there. I'm sitting here driving home, crying like a crazy person.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Who are you? Oh.
Because I'm like going, I miss her.
You miss
I forgot
her.
She used to snore.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Well, and it's because, like, and maybe that could be another part of it, too, is because you know, like I woke up this morning and I was just so like, I just felt like when I felt like almost a year ago when I just said, you know what, I need to change some stuff. I don't like the way my life is going. And, you know, I just felt so empty and angry and mad. And then I remember I was getting out of the shower and I went to go make my bed, you know, and I'm sitting here, you know, I go and fluff a pillow and then there's like this hump in the mat, you know. I'm telling you, I don't know how. I sit there and go, I pat down this bump, you know, because, you know, the bed was pretty much made except for this bump, but it didn't look like a bump. It just looked like
a
wrinkle.
Dog?
Yeah, there was like a, whoop! You know, I'm like, sorry, boo. Look at her.
Was it her?
It was her under there. It's just so funny because it's like, you know, I had this whole week off from vacation and Bonnie, I had such a wonderful week and yeah, I got another inch bigger on my waist. I did get another inch.
Yeah.
But you know what? Nothing is more important right now than my peace of mind.
That's right.
You tell me that all the time.
Right.
It's so important, you know. The gym, everything else will come. But you know what? This was with the switch in job, with end of summer, you know, it was like, I let so many things go by at work that I should have went in and got done at work while I was on vacation. But you know what? I didn't care.
Oh,
I didn't
yeah,
care what the repercussions yeah. were. I just want, you know, I had a week where I was able, I read 5 books. I got 1 book left of my promise of 52. Last year, I promised 30. I barely made it to 26.
Yeah.
And here I am at 52. I'm at 51. I got one more. And it's September 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a best friend. I didn't have a best friend before. You know, and all these mean people, you know, they're going to continue to be mean people. They're going to continue to hurt our feelings. They're going to continue to not want our friendship. They're going to continue to not see the good in Bonnie. But you know what? I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I can't wait to come home and see my Bonnie Jean Joanne Elizabeth McGillicuddy. See what she's going to do to drive me nuts again tonight. Just for that big old gray goose to park up to. You know, you just slither, you know, and it's there. It's like, I mean, I'm telling you, it's like your car is like there like minutes before you show up. You know, it's so
bizarre.
It is. But it's funny because it's like you can zip and zoom around. You could like go through this like a maze and maneuver it with your eyes closed. It just blows me away. It's like, Mike, you can put my Jeep in the back seat of your car. That's how big your car is. But I wouldn't have traded this for nothing.
No, man, this is a great summer, Tim. It really does.
And if this shows, you know, just at like, you know, I'm in my 9th month of, you know, just cleaning up and living a good life. And you know what? I don't have a problem with counting days or counting stuff because it's like, it's just like when I go to the gym, you know, I go in for 20 minutes. I'm like, screw it. I can do another 20. I go in, I can do another 20 minutes. Of course, it's been 2 months since I've done that.
Yeah, me too, though.
I can't believe I'm going to say 2 months.
It was 25 minutes I did. And I thought, I'm going to have to call him and tell him I'm on the floor here. I can't get up if I have to do 45. But
so once,
you know,
it just gets me looking forward to fall, my favorite season. It gets me looking to, I mean, come on, Christmas? This is going to be the best Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to be at home sitting
no,
sad.
You're not. No, you're not.
You know, I'm going to have a friend who's going to make me dinner. Get over here! Lexi!
It'll be fun to see what the other coffee
groups. Get over here!
What the other coffee groups
I don't even care.
Where is she?
Point is,
oh, she
I got my friend.
Yeah.
You know, I can't ask for more. That's a good girl.
I'm surprised. Yeah, go on a run, girl.
No, not on the train tracks.
Well, go around here. Come on.
I know. She's always got to push daddy. Look at her. She's all smiling. She said, ah.
Mm-hmm. We look kind of cute. We had a cute little dress on today, didn't we, Lexi? I went into Chicago. Lexi's like, oh, my God, I like your dress, Mom. I'm like, thank you.
So how are you feeling now?
Great. I'm doing wonderful. Good day in the city. Good way to wrap it up with my best friend here, walking along in the Whirlpool Field, or whatever you call this thing, with the dog.
I like what you said earlier. You have hope.
I do.
We have hope.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with hope.